Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 20, can you believe it, of Glamour's Hey, It's Okay podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about all sorts of important things like whether or not it's okay to lie about seeing the book or the film, whether it's okay to tell the truth about your friends' partners, and also just about ringtones and whether or not if yours is dodgy or not and if that's okay or not. Stay tuned. I'm Jo Elvin. I'm the editor-in-chief of Glamour magazine. Thank you so much for joining us today for another episode of the podcast, Hey, It's Okay. Today I have with me our executive fashion and beauty editor, Miss Claudia Mahoney.
Hello, hello.
And now the thing is, today's special guest is going to take about half an hour to actually list all the things that are her title. So I'm just going to hand over. Mylene Klass, how do you describe yourself? Welcome, first of all.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for being here.
The list keeps getting longer. I'm not adding to it.
She's a designer. She's a DJ. She's a musician. She's an entrepreneur. She's a model. She's really quite annoying at this point, don't you think? Annoyingly successful, Mylene Klass.
I'm going to take that because I've heard worse titles. Definitely had worse titles.
But what if you like? So, what's on your passport?
I actually put musician because I find if I put anything else and have done in the past, they don't usually let me into many countries, including Beijing.
But why?
I don't know. If you put journalist, if you're doing a journalistic job,
yeah. Well,
then
they're the worst.
Then it's like shutters down. And designer, then it's very broad. I found that musician is the easiest because I can break out the spoons and they go, yes, she is very bad, but telling the truth.
I've got an idea for your business cards, passport, whatever else, Twitter handle. How about Glamour Award winner? The only thing you need.
Do you know, it's one of my proudest moments. I still have my Glamour Award under, I think, like Beauty and the Beast. It's under a glass.
I think, was it 2013?
It's not going to die, but I feel it needs to be encased. I know it's made of hardy stuff, but I still like to encase it.
So you won a Glamour Award for being our Entrepreneur of the Year, which I think is very, very fitting because you've got your fingers in so many pies,
do you know,
as they say.
A long time ago, I got, maybe I still do and I just don't read it anymore, ridiculed for being a jack of all trades and a master of none. So I stole that and turned it into a Jacqueline of all trades as my Twitter handle, because I think actually one thing that you need to do more so than ever is you need to be able to diversify. So the fact that I have got my fingers in a lot of pies, I think that that's just your modern day woman. I feel that you don't define yourself by one thing. Each of us do so many jobs within the day, but I feel for me that there's certain days that I want to do something different.
But how, so with all your sort of like Littlewoods designing, Mother Care designing, the DJ, you sort of like working on Classic FM and Smooth FM. Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, it's almost the equivalent of what possession would you save from a burning house? What profession?
First, I'd like to think
save?
I'd go for my children, but which
just leave them out of this for now, all
okay,
right?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I I think there's so many different parts that make up the person. So I love my classical music, hence why Classic FM is perfect. At the same time, where would I be without Chaka Khan? It's like the two aren't mutually exclusive. I don't feel I have to choose one or the other. I have to dress myself in the day. That's where Little Woods comes into it, and being able to design clothes. So everyone needs pants. Again, you wouldn't choose pants over a trouser suit, or maybe you would. At the same time, I've got my Mikey collection with Mothercare, which has been going for 10 years to dress my children. So all of those are facets of my own life, and I don't feel that I have to necessarily choose one. And the fact that they're all still going after 10 years, that really is staying power, as you'll know.
So are you just solving, I don't say just, you solving your everyday life issues and situations through various businesses? Like, yes. One day will you open an old people's home? I need an old people's home.
Yes, none of this is completely altruistic. Yeah. What I'm trying to do is figure out my life and then make sure that it's all provided for. But seriously, I think the best way to do it is, you know, talk about what you know. I love classical music. So from performing it all the way through to interviewing people about it and getting to host shows about it, that works perfectly. The fashion side of things, I've loved that since forever. It's been brilliant to be able to play dress-up dolls, I suppose. And then at the same time, be able to put a team together of all these amazing working mums, which is predominantly my team, knowing that we're going to have the job done by 5 p.m. when we can all rush home and get tea done and bath time. So that facilitates that side. And also, I think it's grown so much. I now sell one item in my range every 60 seconds. Wow. I don't know how long this podcast has been on, but we've possibly sold 5 or 10 items now.
Yeah. We'll just have a little, we've got a little ticker tape that goes off every time.
Five items, we've just been told off to sell five
items.
That's really exciting because, again, I was just usually dismissed as the third person in hearsay, usually the fat one behind the piano. I heard that so much.
You're joking.
No, it's true.
Rubbish.
Why are people so unkind?
I don't know. Me and Gary Barlow, we do joke about this when we get together.
Well, who's laughing now? I mean, you're a classically trained musician, and that's kind of where it all started, wasn't it? That's where everything started. And how many years did it take you to be, a professional grade pianist?
Well, I don't actually remember not playing. So I'm on my dad's side, I'm from 6 generations of classical musicians. Yeah. And so I started at 4, went to music college, and have just never stopped since. And I think, again, that's helped me to diversify. When you play in orchestras, when you're playing with groups, when you're singing in bands, it's lovely to be part of a team. It's lovely to genuinely make that music together. And I relish that. I really do enjoy that. And I think, again, that diversity that you have as a musician, it gives you the opportunities to see different opportunities and make the best of them and work within them. So I think a lot of it is, a lot of the training that I have is the reason that I'm where I am now.
Can you do us a favor, Prodigy Miley in class?
Well, it depends, anything for you, but I feel, don't make me sing
anything. No, it's not that. It's like you're kind of freaking me out. I don't have anything like a side hustle, and you've got so many things going on and successful at all of them. Can you just tell us all, us podcast listeners and Glamour staff, just tell us one thing you failed at, just to make us feel better.
I mean, don't throw anything at me.
Please.
I can't catch a ball and catch a cold. My sports was never that great because I'm, as you might have heard, I'm hyperextended. So this is what happens for
Do you know what? Funny enough, I hadn't heard that.
Incredible.
So
that's
everything about me, Ben.
We might need to get a video of this for the website because Mylene just
That's
did.
Not a failure. That's like another talent.
Well, I don't know. If I aim to throw something, yay, it'll go 45 degrees
okay,
that way.
It's funny that you think that's something wrong. I remember Beyonce, years ago, I remember seeing on some documentary, she could do something weird with her thumbs in that double-jointed way.
I see.
And the way, this is so American, the way she introduced it was like, let me show you all some of my gifts. And that was one of her gifts.
I can actually play the piano backwards as a result. No use to anybody. But I'm going to now say it's one of my gifts.
It's one of your gifts.
I'm going to steal that Beyonce line.
Your weird, frankly disturbing elbows.
They are weird.
Do
you know what?
Gift.
I went when I saw a doctor and I was a lot younger and I kept on pulling all sorts. I thought he was going to just, you know, put my mind at rest. And he was like, I need to take photos of this. This is the most extreme angle of hyperextension I've ever seen.
Yeah, don't
so
worry.
So if you're going to do something, make sure you're the extremity of it.
I promise you all, everyone, the video of Miley's weird elbows is coming. Is it okay to tell a friend if you really don't like their partner.
I say, I genuinely think that honesty is the best policy.
I love it. It wasn't even a pause. It's like,
she's in there.
Let's think about this. My dad says engage brain before mouth, and it just never happened yet.
No, don't do that, because I like it when you don't do
what,
that.
The uncensored.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do get in a lot of trouble.
Sometimes
for
you
it.
Do get in trouble, and it's awful for you, but quite amusing for me. Sorry.
Yeah. You know what? Not
and,
untrue.
And your publicist who's sitting in the corner
having
here today.
Having a panic attack.
Always, always say, you know.
Do you know what? He does often answer the phone when I ring him. As if he does answer the phone, he'll say, well, what have you done now? That's what not hello. How are you? What have you done now? Ugh. What have you done now? I think honesty is the best policy.
Do you? I don't know.
But there are conditions, I suppose, with anything like this, because you don't want to hurt your friend's feelings. And if you only don't like them because you just don't like them, maybe it could potentially be more your problem than theirs. Whereas if you know they're cheating or they're mean to her or they're just a bit rubbish.
I don't know. You know what? With the cheating thing, I've never, thank God, been in that position where I've had to be the one to go, hey, I saw so-and-so somewhere where he shouldn't be. But I'd be terrified of being cast as the messenger in that one. I don't know. I think I might wimp out on that one.
Well, do you
Is
have
that
any
really
friends?
Bad?
Do you have any friends?
Do I have any friends? No.
Do you have any friends that you don't necessarily like their boyfriends?
Do you know what? I did have, there was years ago, it took me a long time to warm to one friend's particular life partner.
Life partner.
Well, I'm just going to homogenize this. I'm not going to bring gender, you know.
I feel that.
Actually, I already
just
did, didn't I?
Yes.
But yeah, but anyway.
Okay.
But I think I tried to do what you were talking about, take a leave out. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the one with the problem. So I just spent probably about 10 months trying to find one thing that I really liked about that person.
And
from that kernel, a true love grew. And now I love that person.
So what do you think changed within you, or was it them?
No, I think I had to change. I think I had to reset my mind, because they were clearly in love and this wasn't going away.
That's the crux of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
That if they're going to be together and stay together or have children together, sometimes you've got to ask yourself, what am I actually adding by telling them I don't like their partner? Because all you could end up doing is excluding yourself from their relationship,
and
you're
really,
the one cast out.
And hurting that person that you love. And I mean, it was things like, you know, being weirdly rude to waiters and stuff like that.
That is unacceptable, though.
Well, it was a few first impressions, things like that, but I had to, you know, get it. But then when our relationship grew and he would do stuff like that, then I would start to sort of take the piss out of him and be bold enough to say, why'd you say that? And then he would sort of like lighten up and stop doing that. So it kind of, I think sticking out the long game in that actually gave me another friend. So
I've got a really good friend whose partner was, and specifically just a dick. And we would all sort of debate about whether or not,
as opposed to a specific dick.
You just know a dick when you see
you
one,
just
don't you?
Do.
Say that, but you don't.
Well,
that's the problem.
She
that's
didn't.
How we're here.
She didn't, clearly, and stayed with him for a very long time. I mean, just opening gambit things, like he would sort of shake hands and he had a really limp, weird handshake.
See, that's the problem. You can't hate on someone
you can't
for that.
Hate
you can dislike
that, and
it.
And you can't say to someone, you know, don't be with him. He's got a limp handshake as a sort of reason for basing her life with someone. So anyway, the relationship eventually ran its course after about 8 years, and she turned round to us and said,
"Just the quick 8 years."
Yeah, I know.
You held on in there.
He's robbed me of my best years.
Yeah.
Why
did the Shawshank Redemption of friendships?
Why didn't you say something if you didn't like him earlier? And it wasn't. There was never the right moment to do so. But I do feel really bad.
8 years is quite a short time.
No, but even
then, we all thought that because it was such a long time that this was it, and so we were in a position that, you know, you were sort of powerless to say something.
But even when my friends have dumped the one that I don't like, I never say, because inevitably they always get back together.
Yes.
And you've gone, oh, well, I never liked him.
Yes.
And then, I don't know, I think I've had friends say to me after I've split up with somebody, oh, well, we never liked him. And then you just feel so humiliated and stupid.
I've had people say we never liked him anyway. And I'm like, well, why didn't you tell me?
But that,
why
doesn't
are
that
you
just
telling me
make
this
you
now?
Feel really stupid that they were saying that?
It just made me super annoyed that no one had told me, and then super annoyed at myself because I know deep down I wouldn't have listened.
But that's the thing. You know, you just would have been angry with them.
Or myself, or everybody else other than I. But
so is our conclusion that honesty is the best policy?
Oh,
I don't know. No.
Not for me,
okay.
No.
Do you have any suspicions that any of your friends don't like your husband?
No, because that no one likes me, and they all like me more. He's one of those ones where it's like, and Kat will nod to this. It's like I have people in my life where I think, well, he likes her, and we all like him. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit like that.
Because so you think they think you're a better person because you're married to him?
Yeah, I think my husband's super
so
lovely.
So he's vouched for you effectively.
I get points for having to fool Ross to falling in love with me.
Oh,
that's how that's,
stop it.
It's true.
That's not true. You too. They're like love young dream out.
I don't know. I don't think we've come to any conclusions there. I'm staying away from that. I'm never going to be honest with you, any of you, about your partners.
Are you not? No. I need you to be.
I will be.
I've seen columnists write things about my relationship that I could have done with that sort of information months ago. So
yeah, that's why I'm never going to be a newspaper columnist. I'm just, you know, yeah.
So if I am currently or potentially dating someone you don't like, you're not going to tell me?
Probably not, no.
Oh, come on.
But
really?
She's honest about that?
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, as you know, we've been asking you to subscribe to Glamour Hey It's Okay on iTunes. I know Mylene has, because I stood over and made her do it. But I can't go around to all of you and do that. So I'm just going to urge you to subscribe to Glamour Hey It's Okay on iTunes. And if you leave a review, you may well win a specially selected Glamour prize chosen by me. We've been saying this for a while, and this week I'm coming good on the bargain. We have lovely Lexi 66541 is getting a goodie bag. She has written, Kat's just handed it to me, "These podcasts make my tube journeys." And I mean, God, that's job done, isn't it? Because how, you know, that's, again,
we had one job. That's it.
If I didn't make the podcast, I would probably listen to it to make my tube journey. I have a crappy commute to and from work. I hear you, Lexi 66541. So these are just what I need after a long day. A good mix of banter and serious discussion. P.S. I love James. He's all right, isn't he?
He's not here. Can she like me?
That's James Williams, our associate director, who's often a guest on the podcast. And please, can you be my best mate? Actually, he's my best mate, but you know, but I'll share him. Monday nights are all about life admin, as James said in a recent podcast. So Lexi, you're getting rather luxurious Glamour goodie bag if you can email us at glamourheyitsok@condenast.co.uk. Okay, so next, hey, is it okay to lie about the breadth of your popular culture knowledge? What I'm talking about is, I mean, you know, we're all busy women. I haven't got time to read every book and see every play and every film. Is it okay? Sometimes I do pretend I've read a book because I'm so shameful at how many books I haven't read that I sometimes will. If you've heard so much about it, you will sort of like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, I thought that was overrated.
You can wing
as well.
It sort of on the notes.
Yeah. I've been doing
Why
that
do you
school.
Feel you have to lie about it, though?
Oh, because I'm a journalist. I'm supposed to have read everything and seen everything and done everything.
But you're like lady boss, so
I'm
whatever you
to be on
say.
On top of the zeitgeist, you know?
Okay, so what was the book that you lied about?
Well, the first one I ever lied about was when I was in year 12. It was D.H. Lawrence's Sons and Lovers.
Just watch the film.
It's just too long, man. I had so much work to do. And I remember the teacher sitting me down one-on-one to ask me about what I thought about this book. And I was like, oh, Jesus. I'd read the back page.
Good enough.
And it was something about the guy, walking into the distance. And I just...
Don't blow the ending now, Joe.
I think that he feels really disillusioned by the end. And she was like, I can see you've really, really, really had a...
It's resonated,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, she did. She fell for it. So that's...
But did that give you a taste for... carrying on with the lies?
Well,
thought I've got away with this
when
now,
necessary.
At a young age.
I mean, I know I'm only cheating myself out of a cultural education. But, what do you think?
Tricky one, because I was working for CNN where we were reviewing and interviewing a lot of movie actors, and one time they sent me to cover Bollywood, and I mean, do you know how many Bollywood movies there are? It's triple, quadruple. Anyway, so many more than what comes out of Hollywood. So this guy, he asked me which Bollywood movies I liked, and I managed to name the one I knew. And he's like, any more? So I panicked. So I was like, will you name your favourite ones?
Oh, this is really reminding
me. I'll tell you if I've seen them.
This is reminding me of that Zach Goldsmith thing where he was campaigning for London Mayor, and he said he loved Bollywood films. And someone went, brilliant, what are your favourite Bollywood films? And they've just got
you
him on film.
You can't fake it, can you?
I can. I could have taught Zach.
Would you? What's your favourite Bollywood?
No, I haven't. I don't think I've seen one Bollywood film.
Here's the thing, though. I love a Bollywood film. Yeah. I just don't always necessarily remember all the names, but learn a big lesson of... Don't you can't blag that one.
But sometimes you feel ashamed if you do own up and then you wish that you hadn't. I did one of these podcasts and I admitted to Edith Bowman that I'd never seen any of the Star Wars. And just the look of disgust on her.
That's pretty bad.
She wasn't disgusted. I just puzzled, I think.
Well, but you make yourself sort of seem really... Well, uncultured and
civilized. Because you haven't seen Star Wars.
Well, I know Star Wars is maybe a bad one. D.H. Lawrence was pitching it a bit more.
You've not seen Return of the Jedi?
I really haven't. But it is one of those weird cultural phenomenons that you know, if you are the person who hasn't seen them.
I suppose it comes down to our basic instinct of wanting to just be part of the crowd.
Connect.
And not to be left out.
Well, and it's just, this is, the Glamour office is a big book reading office. And I don't know, I just think by the time I get home and I've read proofs all day and I've, you know, sort of like done all the reading that I have to do for work, sometimes it's just, it doesn't feel relaxing to me to pick up a book. So I have probably read the least amount of books of anybody in this office. I don't know. I think it might be true. So I need to sort that out. But then occasionally, because I'm slightly ashamed of that, I will go, oh yeah, that was great, that book. And then just quickly run to the toilet so nobody can ask me any more questions about it. So... It's not okay, is it?
We're going to quiz Joe. What's your favourite book at the moment?
Faces are telling me it's not okay.
I think it's bad that we have the pressure to feel like we have to say we've seen it. That's the tricky bit. Because if my children were saying to me, what would you do in my situation? I'd just say, well, this is ridiculous. Say you haven't read it. Go, can I borrow it? And then go home and read it. That would be the simple answer here. And then you'd apply that entire philosophy to the rest of your life. But for some reason, in order to fit in and connect, like you said, we lie. So,
Do you want to give me a reading list?
I'm going to give you a reading list, Jo.
Oh, no.
You can join Glamour Book Club.
And I'll just read the back page and wing it.
And feel that your characters are disillusioned.
Yeah. Well, I do have a couple of books to read at the moment because I'm interviewing the authors. So that is always
have to read them
It's
now.
Always a big motivator for me. And then I think, I should read more books.
Okay.
This is really good.
When I've done interviews and people have, you know, talked about albums that I've done, and I don't know, you get to that awkward stage where you'll say, well, what did you like on the album? And you can tell they've not listened. Mm. And that sort of blank look that they get. And I always do feel bad that...
I would never do that. An album takes half an hour to listen to. So, you know, I would never do that.
But you are definitely going to read the books.
Yeah, of course. I would never try and interview someone without doing that. Yeah.
She's a professional.
Yeah. Of sorts. Is it okay to judge somebody by their ringtone? Now, I was thinking of this specifically when my mother-in-law... Hi, Chris. I know she's an avid listener. She gets more texts and phone calls than any teenager I've ever met in my life. She's 70-something. And her ringtone, though, drives me crazy.
What is it?
It's so weird. I was trying to get a recording of it when I was there at Christmas, but I think she was like, she knows I laugh at it, so she's like hiding away. But
is it like the Dom Jolly one?
No, it's some sort of like R&B song.
No way.
She's really
and it's, like, it's sort of like, it starts with a bit of a drum beat and gets louder and louder if you're not answering the call. And then a woman starts sort of singing, talk to me, baby.
It's your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
How old is she?
I mean, it's so incongruous. I don't know, 70-something. And she claims that she doesn't know why it's there or who put it on there.
And she's what, too sort of IT illiterate to be able to remove it.
It's a really specific one. And I'm just thinking, I wonder if, you know, if she's on the bus going to the shops and, like, you know, some old guy a few seats down who thinks she's a pretty attractive woman, my mother-in-law, that's he might think that she's not as racy as that ringtone sort of like makes her out to be.
Is it over delivering?
Yeah, possibly. What's your ringtone?
Oh, you're going to die of boredom.
I'm going to ring it.
Go on then. Yeah, right. Do it.
Okay.
All right, it's talk there on the yourselves. Table.
God, we're on tenterhooks now, Joe.
Call failed. She's rejecting me.
This is magic stuff on the podcast. Waiting for a phone to ring. Can we ring Kat?
What is it? Actually, yes, I know Kat's got quite the ringtone. Kat's is the Archer's ringtone.
No way.
Yeah.
You need to talk us through this, Kat.
As soon as I discovered that on an iPhone you can just pop in any old piece of music, I was just like, marvellous. And about 10 years ago I had the X-Men TV show theme tune as my ringtone, and I was in a comic shop and it went off.
No
and they
way.
Gave me 20% off.
No way!
And so from now on I'm just like, novelty ringtones to do with specific hobbies, brilliant.
I love that you're our social media editor, sort of on the cusp of all things new and digital. And the Archers is your theme tune. It's wonderfully incongruous.
Hashtag of the moment.
Well, I don't even have... my phone's on silent the
Same
whole
here.
Time.
When I think the reason you didn't go very far whilst calling me is it is permanently on silent.
Or because you've blocked me. Learning a lot about you today, Mylene Kless.
Mylene, yours
I
was on silent.
I thought we were friends.
It's just whilst on silent.
Yeah. Because you're working so hard in a studio, so...
I have been on air when my mum has called me to go, I'm listening.
That is so why mine's on silent.
I've learnt my lesson. It's always on silent. And then in the night, so I don't want the phone to wake my kids up. So it's just forever on silent. But I have a big old bright flash thing on it, not wanting to get too technical now.
Yeah, mine's on silent because otherwise things like WhatsApp now alerting you all the whole time, and I've got things like a family WhatsApp, and my mother will send me things through quite regularly. Sorry, Mum, if you're listening as well. But for example, this morning she sent through footage of what she thinks might be a Japanese peacock in the back garden. I mean, you know, I know. And you're like, delete. I'm just trying to sort of work. Or when she's actually got my sort of direct line at work, the landline, I've had to change it. She'll ring and say, can you talk? And I'll say, I can't right now. And she'll say, well, Angela was around this morning.
Looking for my Japanese peacock.
Exactly. So now I just have to put my, especially in a work context, keep my phone on silent. But if it is on, it's just the ring, ring.
Would you judge a guy? Because I'm asking for a friend. So this friend.
And the answer is yes, by the way, before you say it.
I want to know your friend's.
So my friend's got this boyfriend.
Yeah.
And it's Yoda. You see, I like
I'm the wrong
Star
person to
Wars.
Ask.
I love Star Wars. But I heard, when I first heard the ringtone, I did laugh because I thought, excellent.
But he obviously,
Star Wars fan.
I think the thing is about those sorts of ringtones, I think people obviously want you to inquire about that. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think it's a forced interest? I think it's a conversation starter.
Yeah.
No, I was in the room already. He had me. He had me at Yoda.
But is it?
But generally,
So you think it's almost that little bit too try hard of I'm interested.
I don't think it's too try hard. I just think it's something else to talk about. But I find it.
We
just
live in London. No one wants to talk to anybody.
But isn't, you know, it's kind of exhausting, isn't it? The number of ways, the number of devices out there that you can decide to impart your personality through.
Right.
This is what my phone says to me. I'm a bit boring and lazy because I don't even know what the ringtone is.
But are we going into territory of sort of men wearing novelty ties for, you know, to have like the personality showing on a ringtone?
Well, as you know, I like your friend's boyfriend very much. So I would say be cool.
I think it's okay that he's got Star Wars.
Oh yeah,
multiple characters changes it.
It's
often
better than Star Trek. So,
okay.
Yeah, I think definitely one up on the,
What is a ringtone too far?
What is a ringtone too far?
Probably the Archers, for
all. No, I mean, yeah. Awkward silence. Well, I think we've put everything to rights there, don't you?
World is solved. Who knew it was going to be that easy?
I think you're going to have to come in every week and help us tackle these huge tasks. Thank you so much today to my guest, Claudia Mahoney.
Thank you for having me.
And the fabulous Mylene Kless.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to Hey It's Okay, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.